Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of precedence in brachos. Which brachos come first? This is the 55th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hei. We're going to be looking at two basic concepts over here. Number one is same brachas, which fruit goes first, and different brachas, which goes first. Let's jump straight in. So again, we know and we understand the Torah is trying to, when Atrei Knesset HaGdolah established the system of brachas, of rabbinic brachas, they are trying to make us focus and appreciate the context of everything we're doing. So if it's trying to slow us down, and if that's the case, there are rules. It's not just what I feel like. It's not just what I'm in the mood of. It's actually, there's rules as to what goes first, what goes second. So let's say I have in front of me a number of different items, but they're all of the same bracha category. It is a consequential which one I say the bracha on first, meaning which, let's say I have three different types of fruit. Which fruit do I make the bracha on? The answer is yes, it is consequential, and there's certain rules as to which one should be the thing you say the bracha on, even though it's the same bracha as the other ones. It just shows the bracha is on the most important of them as well. We're going to see that there's a few different variables. There's what type of bracha, the preferred type of food, is it cut up, is it the seven species of the land of Israel? We'll see a few categories that are going to be consequential. Let's dive straight in. If I have a few fruits in front of me, and they are all of the same bracha, which should I say the bracha on first? So the kitzur explains that it goes by the one that one likes best first, chaviv. So let's say nothing else is equal, or all else is equal. Chaviv, what one prefers to eat, should go first. And many of the later posts can point out that this means to say what one in general finds chaviv, not what one happens to like now. So for instance, if one always appreciates apples, and now one has an orange, one feels like an orange now, one still goes on to one generally would like first. That's the first rule. It's called chaviv, the more important one, to oneself. What happens if I like them equally? Does it matter which one I go first? The answer is yes. One of the seven species of the land Israel's blessed with would go first. This is Eretz Chita Usara, Vigefen to Teinav Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Those are the seven fruit of the land of Israel's blessed with, talked about at the end of the first Aliyah in Parshas Akev. So one of those seven should go before the other. So if I have a grape and an apple, the grape will go first. What if none of the seven fruits are from Israel and I like them all equally? So then in this case, shalem, the full one goes first. So let's say I have a sliced apple and I have a full orange. I would say the bracha on the full orange first. What happens if they are both from the seven species of the land of Israel? Which one of those should go first? So if you listen to the pasuk, it's in Tvarim Perkhes, pasuk Ches. It goes like this. Eretz, it's the land of chita and sara, of wheat and of barley. Begefen, that's grapes, te'ena is figs, rimon is pomegranates. Then there's another word, eretz. Eretz is zeis shemen udvash, it's the land of olive and date honey. So what the rule is that the words which are closest to the word eretz go first. There's two eretzes in the pasuk. So taking out the grains for a second, in terms of the fruits, it will go olive, because that's the one that's olive is the closest to the word the second eretz, then date, which is the closest to the second word eretz, and then grapes, figs, pomegranates, right? So the order would be olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Now if I see grapes are late in the pasuk, what about wine? So let's say I have wine and grapes, so wine always goes before any of the fruits, but prayer given will go beforehand. What happens if one of the seven species is raw? Then in that case, obviously, it doesn't take precedence because that's not the way one usually eats it. What happens if one of the seven species is being eaten, but not in the way it's usually consumed? So, for instance, I'm chewing wheat kernels. In that case, it does not get precedence because that's not kederach achilas, so that's not the way it should usually be eaten. Let's move on to the more common kind of case, which is we have two separate types of brachos. Which one goes first? Let's jump straight in. What if I have a vegetable and a fruit in front of me? Which goes first? So it depends. If I like the vegetable more, so let's say I have in front of me a potato and an apple, and I like and I want to eat usually the potato more than the apple, then Ha'adama will come first. What happens if both are I like equally? Then the seven species will go first in this particular case. What happens if there is no seven species? Then the shalem, the full one, would go first when it comes to this. Notice That means to say that let's say I have a full potato and a half apple, I will do the full potato before the half apple, if the apple's already cut. What happens if they are both cut? Then ha'etz goes first. So we only have the idea of ha'etz coming before ha'adama in the circumstance where there's no difference in the species of the land of Israel. There's nothing which is more special to one that one wants to have first, and one there's no difference between shalem and chaser, full and cut. What happens if I have milk and fruit, or milk and vegetables? So let's say something which is a shehakol and a borei pri adama, or shehakol or borei pri ha'etz. Then the borei pri ha'etz or ha'adama always goes first. What happens if I like the shehakol more? So when it comes to a fruit and a vegetable, even though usually fruit goes first, but if I like the vegetable more, the vegetable goes first. What happens if I like the dairy or the meat product before I like the other ones? In this case, we actually say that shehakol does not proceed. Borei pri always goes first, even if I like the milk before it as well. What happens if I have mezonos and wine? So in that case, mezonos is an important product. It goes before the wine, and certainly hamotzi goes before the wine. But wait a second. On a Friday night, we do kiddush, and then we do hamotzi. Doesn't that against what we just said? So the answer is absolutely. That's why we cover the challah. One of the reasons for covering the challah is because really the hamotzi should come first. But because we need to do kiddush on the wine, we do that first. But we cover the hamotzi not to acknowledge that we don't want to embarrass it. What this means to say is that really the hamotzi should come first. What about the day? So let's say I have cake out with my kiddush. So shouldn't the mezonos come first? The answer is yes, and says the kiddush. So a person should be careful to cover the mezonos, even the kiddush of the day. Most people don't know this. So just a quick recap over here. It sounds a little confusing. But let's say, what is the summary of all the section of different brachos? So I do different brachos in front of me. What goes first? The first bracha is hamotzi. The second bracha is mezonos. The third one is hagefen. Let's say I don't have any of those. The next one I'd look at is chaviv, something which is most important to me, obviously, if it's not shakol. Then if I don't have chaviv, then I go after the fruit of the seven species, and in terms of the fruit, it goes olive, date, grape, fig, and then pomegranate. And then if I have none of those, so if I don't have a moitzi, I don't have a zonis, I don't have a gefen, I don't have something which is more important to me, I don't have one of the seven fruits, then I do ha'etz, and then if I don't have ha'etz, then I do ha'adama, and if I don't have that, then I have a shehakol. That's the order of precedence of the brachos in terms of planning ahead. A little bit of thought, but it actually makes a whole lot of sense, and this is, most of these are things which we have normally habituated, but it's important to re-regulate and appreciate why it is that we do what we do. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful